Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the We Are Going Up podcast. We've got the Football League covered.
Hello and welcome to a special bonus mini episode of We Are Going Up. You can't get away from us at the minute, can you? I'm Mark Crossley. David Cameron Walker is here.
Hello.
How are you feeling after Saturday? Enjoyed it?
After Saturday day, I'm fine. How am I feeling after Saturday night? It's a different matter, but we won't go into that. I did enjoy it. I did enjoy Saturday. It was good as well.
So if you just listened to us for the first time on Saturday in our 149th episode, we went along to London Road, the ABAC Stadium, our first ever trip to Peterborough. We drew this game out of a hat as a random Football League fixture to go to a few weeks ago. Peterborough against Bradford. Big storyline surrounding both clubs at the minute, obviously. And we had fun, didn't we?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the game itself wasn't much to write home about, as you will have no doubt heard if you've listened. But I think it was good just to speak to the Peterborough fans, as well as the Bradford fans, ahead of their big weekend coming up next week. But it was interesting to canvass the opinions of the Peterborough fans and what they felt about Ferguson, what they felt about some of the names being touted as his replacement. And it certainly wasn't a unanimous choice, was there?
No. Right, if you missed it then on Saturday or you haven't listened to it yet, we'd like you to listen to the whole thing. So if you subscribe to us on iTunes, search for We Are Going Up, you'll find it there, the full 1 hour, 12-minute show, which has got interviews with journalists, with fans. We speak to the managers at the end of the game. There's our commentary highlights as well. So go and listen to the whole thing. However, if you want it condensed down to 3 minutes, have a listen to this.
We Are Going Up live.
Half time draw, 50p.
Brigham's £3.
As is customary on these live editions, DC, I'm going to leave it to you to describe where we are.
We are at the ABAC.
Tomato, tomato.
The ABAC Stadium, aka London Road, the home of Peterborough United.
Hi, I'm Jamie Jones. I'm the host of the unofficial Posh Fans podcast, Standing on the Glebe. I genuinely think the Posh Fans have done brilliantly not to turn on the team. I think anywhere else, he would probably have been hounded out long, long ago.
It had been coming for a little while, and really it could have happened at any time in the last 3 months. But yes, it's sad to see him go, but the club needed to move on, and I think so did he.
We have got, without doubt, in my opinion, the best chairman in the Football League. Yes, he likes to interfere. When you've put the money he's put in, I think you're perfectly entitled to.
Personally, myself, I want to see someone come in with fresh ideas, with sort of a bit of innovation that you can see on the pitch. I'd love to see sort of a Warburton or a Rosler, but I know they're ambitious targets, very ambitious targets, because they'll probably get championship jobs, but that's the style of manager I want.
Probably Keith Hill from Rochdale or Alexander from Fleetwood would be good managers.
Grant McCann till the end of the season. Bit of confidence in the team.
One name that has been linked quite heavily with the job is Steve Evans. What would you think about him?
Not a chance.
Hi, I'm Simon Parker, the Bradford Telegraph and Argus, Bradford City reporter. These cup runs come along every now and again, don't they? Yeah, it's a bit surreal at the moment. You know, it's just as it was 2 years ago. It just seemed to be keep going and going and going. And it's, you know, I think most people sort of pinch themselves and think that was a once in a lifetime, and it's happening again.
It's been unbelievable. I mean, after Capital One Cup final and semi-finals, we're just doing it all again.
2 seasons ago was an absolute dream. After 10 years of hell watching Bradford City, but this year's been fabulous.
It's the manager, really, I think. People want to play for Phil Parkinson.
Not to take anything away from Bradford, because it's been really successful for them, but it's quite clear and quite easy to work out what their sort of tactic is, isn't it? It's, where's John Stead? Can I lump it to him? If not, lump it in the channel.
Seems to be the Peterborough United pretty much cheerleaders in front of us, and there's this one guy who he turned around.
He did, and just gave me a sort of raised eyebrows, kind of wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Oi, oi.
Flows into the back post. This is a chance. Oh, it's in the net! They've scored! It's in the back of the net. Peterborough United take the lead.
And that's the way we like it. No.
Now,
like it, we like it, we like it. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
This to probably win it for Peterborough. Boswick scores down the middle.
The refs give one of the softest penalty decisions I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, I have spoken to the chairman. Listen, obviously, it's it's a great result.
We are going up on the road.
So that was our trip to Peterborough at the weekend, condensed down into just 3 minutes. The Posh 2, Bradford City 0. And right now, DC, it's time to hear from a man who champions the Posh, certainly in the national media more than anyone I can think of, Talk Sport's very own Adrian Durham.
Yeah, and Adrian's a massive Peterborough fan, as I'm sure everybody knows. Peterborough certainly get their fair share of mentions on Matchday Live every Saturday afternoon. And he cares about the club so much, as you're about to find out. He considers himself a genuine option to be the club's next manager, believe it or not.
Here it is then, our chat with Adrian. We spoke to him a few minutes ago and I started by asking him what his reaction was when he heard the news of Darren Ferguson sacking last Saturday.
Disappointed because he's probably, in my opinion, the best manager we've ever had. And I think it's less than a year since we won at Wembley. Winning a trophy at Wembley is something special in my book, but for some fans, they don't see it as success. So for me, I was disappointed, but it's fair to say he lost his way in recent months, no question. The results were terrible.
We've read your Mail Online column this week where you say you've officially applied for the Peterborough job. What would you like to see the next manager bring to Peterborough United? Because last time you got rid of Darren Ferguson, you went through quite a tricky spell of appointing various managers. You don't want a repeat of that. What would you like to see the new manager bring, whoever it is?
First and foremost, above everything else, exciting football. And that was one of the great things about Darren Ferguson. Some of the football we played was sensational. He got the best out of some really good players, some of whom are now playing in the Premier League. We were renowned for scoring a lot of goals, sometimes conceded quite a lot of goals as well, but always the games were exciting. You turned up at London Road thinking, I don't know what's going to happen today, but I think we must have gone over 100 games or something without getting a 0-0 draw at one point. And that's what it was all about for me, scoring goals, trying to outscore the opposition. Sounds a bit Barry Fry-esque, which is appropriate, but that's what I want to see first and foremost. A lot of fans just think we need to get back into the Championship, and that's the priority. But for me, I see us, I've been supporting them a long time, 40 years. So for me, I've always thought we were a fourth tier club. So to be in where we are now, for me, is something special. So I think League One's about our level. If they want to improve on that, the fan base has got to go up, the crowds have got to go up. So I don't see us as a Championship club. And when we're up there, we're easily punching above our weight. So that would be something special, but I think the priority for me is exciting football.
This group of players, Adrian, have taken a bit of stick in the wake of Darren Ferguson leaving the club. Jimmy Walker came out, one of the coaches who's left as well, had a go at the players, said they let him down. The players themselves, some of them have said, we let the manager down. Do you think this squad of players that's been left behind by Darren Ferguson is good enough with the right manager to have success now, or do you think it needs a complete rebuilding of the team?
It's a great question. I think that there are some players definitely let Darren Ferguson down, but he made mistakes within the squad. I mean, alienating, isolating, and eventually letting Grant McCann go was a massive, massive error, because he's fantastic off the field, great with the fans, great with other players as well. And even though his legs wouldn't carry him through 90 minutes, I still think he could have offered something on the pitch. So as soon as he'd gone, that for me gave the message to all those players who wanted to cause trouble and not do their jobs properly, yeah, you might as well do it, because there'll be no Grant McCanns coming after you, giving you an arm around the shoulder or a punch on the arm saying you better do your job properly. So as soon as he'd gone, I thought that was going to be the end of Darren Ferguson. So I think that a new manager coming in will immediately have that job of getting those players back on side. But I don't think it'll be too difficult, because fundamentally, they're not bad players. And so I think it's going to be, for a decent manager, which is what I hope we'll appoint, it's going to be a fairly routine job getting them on side, getting them playing together as a team, and getting winning football going and decent football going is a different matter altogether.
Dave Robertson made a good start to his spell, you know, his caretaker manager. He said after the match that, you know, with tongue in cheek, I suppose, that if the chairman doesn't give me the job, he'd be mad. But he does definitely want to be considered to be a candidate to be the full-time manager of Peterborough. Not got any experience at managing a team, you know, in the Football League at any sort of professional level, but he wants to go. Do you think he could do it, or would you want someone, I mean, even if he impresses, would you still want someone, you know, with a track record?
Like all of us who've applied for the job, we all think the chairman would be mad not to appoint us. So we're all in the same boat there. Dave is a lovely guy, a really lovely guy who's worked wonders with the academy. And again, it's another problem Darren Ferguson had. He let two players from the academy go, and I really didn't understand it at all. It's almost like he was saying, I've got no faith in this academy, and they've gone to Stevenage. They should do quite well, in my opinion. So I think that there was a breakdown there. But with Dave, I think his best work is with the academy. I'm not saying this because I want the job ahead of him, but I'm just saying this because I think that's where Dave is best placed. It's okay taking over a team that is tired of the old manager And for me, that was a fairly easy job on Saturday, getting those players on side. He picked an amazing team. I don't think anybody saw that coming. You know, there were some really strange picks in there, but it worked. He knew what he was doing. And when they're all happy, and they're obviously happy because the last manager is gone, some of them clearly didn't get on with him, that's fine. However, I think the problem he's got is, as soon as there is a problem within the squad, there's a bit of dissent from one player, or he leaves a player out and he's not happy, starts causing a problem in the dressing room, I think Dave Robertson will then be in new area, new territory for him as a manager. I believe we need either me or somebody experienced to do the job. So as much as I love Dave, and I really do, and if he gets it, I'll back him all the way, but I don't think he's the right man going forward.
He could be your number two.
I really want him to work with the academy. I mean, I've spoken to some of the academy boys and they absolutely love him, what he does with them. It's fantastic, and there's some real talented players down there, so I'd rather he carried on that good work, to be honest.
Well, talking about talented players, the track list of players that have come through at Peterborough and now playing in the Premier League or playing in the Championship is incredible. But I suppose there's only, you know, you can't have 100% success with sort of young players coming in. So perhaps that's come back to cost you, the fact that you've let players like Samba Lomba leave at the start of the season when he was seemingly going to be with you.
Yeah, no, absolutely right. I think that the timing of some of those, there's two in particular that really get me. George Boyd, who was hitting the form of his life for us, and then we let him go and 3 months later we're relegated. Keep him till the end of the season. He's going to go on a free anyway. Keep him to the end of the season. Better chance of staying up. I really didn't understand that one. And then Samba Lomba, who we all thought was going to stay. We were told was going to stay. The players. I mean, he did a pre-season interview with Connor Washington. That was the new strike partnership. They seemed to be getting on fine. And days later, just before the season starts, he's gone. So I could understand, you know, the bid that came in is hard to turn down. The fact that he's going to be playing at a higher level is hard for him to turn down. Totally understand that. So it all made sense. But don't tell us that these players aren't going to go if actually the right bid comes in and they go. So we were led down a garden path there. But I think it's one of the problems of having a successful and exciting side, that the players will be wanted elsewhere. We don't pay much in terms of wages. We can't. Our crowds are 6,000 or 7,000, so we haven't got that income without breaking financial fair play rules. So it's a catch-22 situation to an extent. But I think the club manage it quite well by regenerating. But dare I say, posh are like Borussia Dortmund. if you keep selling your best players, it is incredibly difficult to sustain success, and that's exactly what's happened to us this season, I think.
Steve Evans is a name that's been linked with the job. He's up there in terms of the odds from the bookies to take over, currently at Rotherham in the Championship, getting a big win for them against Millwall at the weekend. But when we were at London Road at the weekend, we asked a lot of fans who they'd like, and Steve Evans' name, when it came up, almost universally was met with a shake of the head, and, you know, a lot of people saying no chance straight off the bat. What would you think about that if he got the job?
Well, I think they're idiots. I really do. I cannot understand that at all.
His track record is
Were they basing it on stuff off the field?
Yeah, a lot of them were. Yeah, talk about Boston.
Blimey, I mean, yeah. You know,
a long time ago.
Listen, Darren Ferguson had issues off the field. It didn't stop him being one of the most successful managers we've ever had. So I cannot understand that at all. I know there were problems with Steve Evans, but one of the great things that not a lot of people realise about Steve Evans is he's lived around the Peterborough area for years, and he also learnt how to be a manager by watching what the then posh manager Chris Turner did. And he took us up two promotions in a row, winning at Wembley. I think we finished 10th in the second tier, our highest ever finish. And it was an amazing time for the football club back in the early 90s. And Steve Evans had just arrived in the area. He was a local non-league manager. I mean, really way down the pyramid. And he had a full-time job selling washing machines, I think, or tumble dryers. And so he watched Chris Turner, watched Posh from afar, learned how to manage. And he's taken that into his management career. And that's how he manages. Now, you ask any Posh fans of a certain generation if they'd like to go back to that football that we were watching then, and they absolutely would say yes. So I cannot understand it if Posh fans don't want him. It's perfect, in my opinion. He gets the ball forward quickly. It might not be a purist dream, but he gets the ball forward quickly. His team score and concede a lot of goals. It's exactly what the Posh fans are used to, and I think it's what they want football-wise.
I wanted to ask you about Darren Ferguson as well. When he left the first time, I think he went to Preston, it didn't really work out for him. Where do you see his managerial career going from this point onwards? If a Championship job came up tomorrow, do you think he'd be in with a chance of getting it, or is he going to have to settle for another League One?
I think it's League One at the highest, I think. By the way, with Preston, that is, have a look at Preston, that's a basket case of a club up until now, and they might not even get promoted this season, but there's a lot of managers who've been successful elsewhere have gone to
Graham
Preston
Wesley.
And failed. Yeah, so I think that you've got to look at what's going on at the football club before you judge the manager and what happened at PNE. So I think in terms of Darren Ferguson, listen, he's had three promotions. You know, in a short space of time, he came in to Posh mid-season the last time we went up, and we were around seventh, not playing great football. He took us up through the playoffs. I mean, to get 54 points in the Championship and get relegated, it was heartbreaking. And it's also a record as well. So he can actually get points at that level. He's got a lot of things that, for me, doesn't do quite right. He makes promises he can't keep to the fans. He should just sort of stay quiet, let the football do the talking a lot of times. I mean, he'll start a season saying, yes, we're definitely getting promoted. And you kind of like the ambition, but as soon as it doesn't happen, people will hit you with that. So just let the football do the talking a bit more. Cannot change a game midway through. I mean, it's virtually impossible for him to do that. So he really needs to work on that. But I think if you're a chairman of a League One club and you have ambitions to get in the Championship, he's an ideal appointment. And this is why I didn't want him to go, really, because that's what we want to do. Admittedly, he had lost his way. So a fresh start at another League One club. I could see him actually utilising the tools that he's had before to get promotion out of that division, to do it yet again. So he's got a history of success in League One, definitely a history of success in League Two. I can't understand why a chairman of certain clubs wouldn't want to appoint him. Ideal.
How do you see the promotion race in League One going? I mean, you know, there's a chance. It's so tight. Posh could still be in it if you know, pick up some real good form in terms of the playoffs. So many teams could still get in the playoffs. But, of course, you've got the top end, Bristol City, MK Dons, Swindon, maybe Preston as well, all vying for automatic spots. I mean, it's so tight at the top, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It's a ridiculous division, to be honest. The way Crawley are going, they could go up automatically. It's just, it's absolutely insane. So I would rule Posh out. I just don't think we're good enough, to be honest. I see that Bristol City, I said before the season started, it's not rocket science, with their budget and everything going for them, that they were going to win the title. So I'd be surprised if that doesn't happen. MK Dons have surprised everyone, I think, because last season they kind of fell away a little bit and people thought that might continue because the budget there has been slashed dramatically. And I think Carl Robinson this season has proved himself. And I really like, for his sake, for them to go up in second place. They're supposed to be Peterborough's rivals, but they're not really. But I just look at what he's doing there, the job they're doing as a club as well, bringing players through the academy. And I really hope that they go up in second place. The playoffs, I don't think you can look further than Sheffield United, because their cup success tells you that in that short form,
they fluffed their lines in the playoffs though a lot of times.
They have, but I mean,
so have Preston.
It's just that they're used to cup football, yeah. You know, so they're used to that knockout style of football. So I just think that they're a no-brainer to go up through the playoffs, if not automatically.
As long as they can finish a penalty shootout off before it gets to the goalkeepers.
Right. That was very true. But I think it's a great division, really great division. And still being with a chance after the run we've had since October shows you how ridiculous the division is.
It is shaping up nicely. That was TalkSport's very own Adrian Durham. You can hear him on Matchday Live every single Saturday afternoon from 1 and on Drive as well, 4 till 7 on TalkSport weekdays. Good to chat to Adrian.
It was. I mean, it's good to hear. I mean, the one thing is, I suppose you hear Adrian so much on the radio, and obviously most of the time he's concerned talking about the top end of the Premier League or England or whatever it is, and it's interesting to hear his views on Peterborough, because you know he is a genuine Posh fan. He, when he has days off on Matchday Live, he'll go and travel away with the Peterborough supporters. He'll go to games. He takes a lot of, you know, real keen interest in what's going on there, and you know, cares a lot about the club. He's a proper fan.
And that little chat at the end there, it reminds me how sort of close it's all getting now. I think there's only like 13 games to go, 12 games to go. Looking at the tables this morning. Very exciting few months ahead. That is it for this mini episode of We Are Going Up. Remember, you can listen to the full show from Peterborough Bradford on Saturday if you subscribe to us on iTunes. You can listen on Acast, get us on SoundCloud as well. Just go to wearegoingup.co.uk if you'd like to stream it while you work or whatever. You can do it there. You can also sign up for a free audiobook at audible.co.uk/goingup, and you can sign up for a special Paddy Power offer and for the football pools if you go to wearegoingup.co.uk. Thanks to Adrian. That's it.
Mark,
yes.
Before you stop.
What?
Before you finish, what are you doing on Tuesday night?
Tuesday night, I don't know.
You do know you have to come to Vicarage Road with me now, don't you?
Why?
We won 3-0 your first visit.
Who are you playing?
We're playing Fulham. You're a good luck charm.
I think I'm washing my hair.
Come on, mate.
Right, that is it. We'll leave it there. We're back next time on We Are Going Up.
This is the We Are Going Up podcast. We've got the Football League covered.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.